Hello and welcome. This fight is called You Are Beautiful. And let's be serious. You are beautiful. No matter what advertisement tries to tell you, or no matter what ridiculous body images they're trying to sell you. Now this file will help you to accept yourself as beautiful. And it will make you immune to all the conditioning to aspire to a body image that is completely ridiculous. And in most cases wouldn't even be survivable, while at the same time helping you to accept yourself on a deep level. If this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, relax, and let it go. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. Might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple, but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash. I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just think, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to give you a new little trigger. Time to change your life a little bit. Time to help you to accept that you are beautiful. That's right. And I know it's not easy to accept that you are beautiful. I mean, even the size zero models that starve themselves for 1 week and don't drink for a few days before a photo shoot, even those are photoshopped today, because the body image that the industry tries to sell us is completely unrealistic. And I know that deep down you know it too. And yet, it's not easy to accept that anything that you hate about yourself, someone else really loves. That's right. You know it's true. You know how different tastes are. And anything you might not like about yourself, someone else will love dearly. Because you are beautiful, no matter how you look. Beauty ultimately lies in the eyes of the beholder and not in the hands of the industry that works on making you feel bad about yourself so they can sell you something. And yet, this conditioning, this training is deeply embedded in most of us. And yet, it's exactly that. The industry is spending a hell of a lot of money to make you feel ugly so they can sell you the solution. But in the end, it's just that. It's just conditioning. It's just training. And anything that can be trained and conditioned into you can just as well be conditioned out of you again. And that's exactly what we are going to do. Now, the way we are going to do it is a two-pronged approach. First of all, we will remind you every time you're looking at any supposed beauty ideal in some advertisement, on a magazine cover, wherever, you will remember to remember that it's just a lie, that it's fake, that even the size zero model who hungered for a week has to be photoshopped into something which wouldn't even be able to survive if it were a real person, making these supposed beauty ideals completely ridiculous. I mean, seriously, how much sense makes a beauty ideal that would kill you? And the other approach is that every time when you're under the shower, when you're washing yourself, when you're cleaning yourself, you will feel how you're washing these fake beauty ideals out of your system, how you accept yourself because you are beautiful. And every time you do, it will reinforce that you are beautiful. It will remind you that you are beautiful, and you will learn to deeply accept that you are indeed beautiful. That's right. Now let's begin by giving you a good inoculation against being indoctrinated with ridiculous body images. Because from now on, whenever you see it, and it doesn't matter where, can be in a magazine, can be a billboard, it can be on the TV, whenever you see any advertisement or anything else that tries to sell you ridiculous body images, you will remember to remember that it's all fake, that it's all just a product of Photoshop, that most of these models wouldn't even be able to survive if their real body looked the way they look after they've been photoshopped. That's right. And you will remember to remember it every time you see any of these beauty ideals. You will remember that it's not realistic, that it's just photoshopped, and that even the size zero models, whose only job is to look good and to work on looking good, aren't good enough for these body ideals, and even they have to be photoshopped. and you will remember it. And at the same time, your subconscious mind will remember to remember that it's just fake, that it's unrealistic, and it will block all those messages, all this conditioning. It will just be blocked from your mind. Your subconscious mind will know that it's just fake, and they will just slide off of you without having any effect ever again on you. That's right. Your subconscious mind will know, and it will block all those wrong messages, because it knows deep down that it's a lie. That's right. Now the second thing is that from now on, whenever you take a shower, it will remind you that you are beautiful. Just as you wash your beautiful body, as you feel the water running down on you, you might imagine that you're not only cleaning off the dirt of the day, but you're also washing down all those unrealistic ideals, those ridiculous body ideals which wouldn't even be able to survive, all those things, you're washing it down. And you will be reminded that you are beautiful, no matter how you look. Or you might want to work on your body to be more healthy, and yet you will be completely accepting that you are beautiful, because you are beautiful. And whenever you take a shower, whenever you clean yourself off, whenever you clean those ridiculous body ideals out of your mind, you will be reminded that you are beautiful, almost as if my voice would be there telling you that you are beautiful, reminding you over and over, telling you you are beautiful. And you will feel a deep sense of love for your own body as you clean it. That's right. It will be there, and it will be strong. And even though at first it's just hypnotically inspired, it will become just as deeply conditioned into your mind as the beauty ideals the industry tries to put into your mind. That's right. Every time you wash your body, you will be reminded that you are beautiful, and you will feel beautiful. And every time, it will become a little bit more normal. And all those little voices in your mind that tell you that you're not beautiful enough will slowly fade away, replaced by this one voice that tells you that you are beautiful. Maybe you even hear my voice in your head telling you you are beautiful. Or maybe it's your own. Or maybe it's another person that has great influence over you. Your own subconscious mind will decide and will use the way that's most efficient just for you. That's right. But however it's going to happen, whenever you're showering, you will be reminded that you are beautiful. That's right, you are beautiful. It will remind you, and you will know it. And every time you will accept it just a little bit more, it will slowly become ingrained in your identity. And all those voices that tell you that you are not beautiful enough will fade away, will grow quiet as you learn to accept yourself, as you learn to accept that you are indeed beautiful. That's right. Every time you take a shower, it's going to happen. And every time some advertisement or something else tries to recondition these ridiculous body images into you, they will just be blocked. You will remember to remember that it's just fake, that it's just to influence you. It's just trying to make you feel bad about yourself, so you're going to buy something to make yourself feel better. And yet you know that it's just manipulation, and your subconscious mind knows, and it will simply block it. It will remind you that you're already beautiful, because you are beautiful. And even seeing some model that has been photoshopped to ridiculous degrees will simply remind you that you are already beautiful. And there's nothing you can buy to make you more beautiful. You are beautiful, just the way you are. And even those advertisements will make you feel more beautiful, more at peace with yourself, more accepting about yourself. That's right. Because you are beautiful, and you accept it every day a little bit more. Every single day a little bit more at peace with yourself. Every single day feeling a little bit better about yourself. That's right. And now those suggestions are deeply embedded in your mind, and your subconscious mind knows that it will be something very positive for you. And because it knows it will be positive for you to let go of these ridiculous body images and accept yourself and be at peace with yourself, it will accept all my suggestions deeply and make sure they're happening. And they will just grow every time they're triggered. Like every trigger, they will become stronger and stronger, and they will slowly change you. They slowly condition all those ridiculous conditioning out of your mind and make you accept yourself on a deep level. That's right. It will just play out over time, slowly but effectively and permanently. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you come back further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you completely wake up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful relaxed state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.